And this is the CTM Top 40.
Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 21, Pretoria 25, and Mahikeng 27. We start with the latest news from the Lebombo border with Mozambique. According to the Border Management Authority, cargo operations have resumed. The border was shut down earlier this week due to safety concerns following a post-election unrest in the neighboring country. Spokesperson Meme Mohotsi says they're working with the South African Revenue Service to clear the backlog.
We are pleased to announce that the Mozambican systems have now been restored, with processing activities resuming at kilometer 4 checkpoint on the Mozambican side.
For more on this, you can visit our website, jacarandafm.com. Click on News. Tshwane Mayor Nasipi Moya, meanwhile, called an urgent meeting with administrative officials to address the water shortages in the country. Several reservoir levels have become critically low following a power outage at Rand Water's Palmit Station. Cliff Shiko has more.
The mayor has since escalated the matter to provincial government and the Minister of Water and Sanitation, Phemima Jodina. Moya says she also reached out to the chairperson of Rand Water in an attempt to reach an immediate resolution. The city has since deployed water tankers to the affected communities. The water crisis is also affecting Johannesburg as Joburg Water struggles to provide adequate water in areas including Alexandra, Midrand, parts of Tembisa, Diepsloot and South Hills. Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda FM News.
Then to Johannesburg, energy expert Samson Mapweli warns that Eskom's proposed power cuts linked to a 4.9 billion rand debt dispute could stall economic growth. The city, facing an additional 1.4 billion rand bill, condemned the move and called for urgent negotiations to protect residents and businesses from disruptions.
Eskom does not have a lot of options apart from going to court or cutting the power itself. The residents are paying. It's the municipalities that are owing Eskom more than 80 billion rand. The businesses, the residents will suffer heavily, and it's not of their doing.
Meanwhile, Eskom says there has been no load shedding for about 7 months nationwide. Since March this year, the power utility ascribes this to its generation recovery plan. Moving abroad, a bombing claimed by a Pakistani separatist killed 25 people, including 14 soldiers, at a railway station in the southwestern Baluchistan earlier today. The blast hit as passengers awaited on a platform at the main railway station in the provincial capital, Quetta. Despite frequent attacks in this province, the toll is considered particularly high for this southwestern province, which borders Afghanistan and Iran. And finally, the Department of Social Development is commemorating World Adoption Day in Freiburg in the Northwest today, promoting awareness of adoption's impact on vulnerable children. Here's spokesperson Batembu Fuchane.
Since 2018 to date, the department has recorded 5,566 adoptive children on the national and 738 on the inter-country adoption registers respectively.
I'm Madeline Fischer. From myself and the rest of the news team, have a good weekend.
Jacaranda FM plays more.
Baby, you're a firework.
Music.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
You love.
You're too sweet for me.
Like this. Number 20.